Addison's disease, which is tubercular adrenals, adrenal tissue shot by the tubercular infection, can be successfully treated today with extract of licorice root. Patients should make up licorice root tea in copious quantities and drink a lot of it. And he should get all the salt that he feels he needs. You can take the adrenals out of a test animal, and if you give him all the salt that he wants to eat, he will keep alive. If you deprive him of salt, he'll die very quickly. The Addison's patient needs a lot of salt and craves a lot of salt. In fact, if a patient has a high salt craving, it's an indication that his adrenals are weak and need attention. So another thing about the Addison disease patient, equally important, he should use lanolin on his skin. Lanolin is 80% cholesterol. It's readily absorbed, and on blood tests, Addison's disease patients have lost all of their blood cholesterol, and that is one of the reasons they are in serious trouble. We can't live without cholesterol. We can't live with too much, but we shouldn't try to get rid of it all. Now, the adrenals manufacture cholesterol. They also convert it into hormones, and the cholesterol they make is used by every cell in the body to help to maintain its cell wall. So we have cell wall breakdowns, and we have everything from vascular disease, we have hemorrhagic conditions, we have broken capillaries, we have hemorrhoids, and we have milk leg and everything else in these Addison's patients because they don't have the cholesterol to maintain their tissue barriers, their vascular walls or their cell walls. And the remedy for that is lanolin rubbed onto the skin. I have seen Addison's patients get tremendous relief from lanolin alone. I've seen others get relief from the licorice alone, and others get tremendous relief from the ANC, and I guess they all need extra ANC. But there's quite a story about the Addison's patients. Today, they get along a lot better. We know enough about how to handle them to get them to avoid some of those severe reactions that in the past they were subject to. The Addison's patient had a rough time. He would think he was getting along pretty well, and all at once he'd get slapped down with some food or something or other. And it's because of the lack of that cholesterol that makes them so sensitive to bombardment of indigestion and this and that.